Many gym goers and fitness class attendees will soon have to make a big decision when to return to their exercise routines as gyms begin preparations to open to the public in the near future. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this something you're thinking about? Do you miss your gym? When gyms reopen, will you head back? If you work at a fitness club, gym, or something in that ballpark, what are you doing to prepare? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from some of you out there on all sides of this. James says, as much as I'd like to go back to hitting the elliptical for an hour four times a week, I'm going to wait till we start seeing a significant drop in our curve. Tracy, though, says yes, she will be going back. She'll bring disinfectant wipes and wipe down every piece of machinery. She says she believes ultimately we're responsible for our own health and well-being. Casey Johnston writes the Ask a Swole Woman column for Vice. She's also editorial director of Vice Life. In her most recent column, she wrote about why, despite missing the gym, she's not planning to go back quite yet. Casey, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, reading your piece and some of your other columns, you are somebody who would really, if I'm reading you right, you'd really like to be in the gym if you could be. Do I have that right?
Oh, man, I can't overstate how much I wish I could go back to the gym. I am somebody who lifts really heavy weights, plates and barbells and the whole thing. So when I go, I use really pretty specialized equipment. So I can't do that a lot of places. I especially can't do it at home. But I'm still not able to go back to the gym at this point.
Yeah, talk about some of the main reasons as you're watching this as a heavy gym goer. What has you hesitating right now?
Well, I mean, I live in New York, so our gyms are still closed, but we're also teetering on the edge of reopening. Some parts of the state have already reopened. I'm in New York. We're not quite there yet. But looking at the landscape and the measures that are being put in place, it's great that gyms are trying to stay safe. A lot of them are requiring people to wear masks. They're setting up equipment so that people are spaced apart. They're limiting the number of people who go in at once. But this doesn't give me a lot of confidence given the way that coronavirus works. There's people who are asymptomatic carriers. There are people who will even go out and when they're sick and work out anyway. We know that pretty well. And we just don't have the sort of infrastructural measures in place that would help us manage this problem.
We heard from a listener on Facebook, Diana, who says, I'm happy some small stores can open, but a gym is one of the last places I'd go right now. They're gross, Diana writes, when there isn't a pandemic. And Casey, you mentioned the gross factor of the gym in your piece as well. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, gyms are, people are sweaty. They're breathing really hard. Lots of surfaces people are touching. People are going in and out of the bathroom, locker rooms, classic disgusting place. So they're just not usually clean overall, even though there's ample wipes around the gym, oftentimes for people to wipe down their equipment. They just don't really do it. I don't think this is the occasion that they'll necessarily rise to right now to get there. And more importantly, I don't think it's a strong enough measure when we still have so little grasp on who even has coronavirus and whether we're keeping sick people or potentially sick people out of circulation from the population.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Stan is with us in Green Bay. Stan, hello.
Yeah, hi. My gym opened on Sunday, and it's one of those 24-hour gyms. So if I go there like 11 o'clock midnight, I'm usually the only one there, or maybe there's one other person there, and they've got wipes and hand sanitizers all over the gym. So if I choose to go back, maybe next week, I'll just go there when I'm the only one or one of only two people there.
Stan, thank you so much for sharing that. So Stan looking to do some social, physical, and I guess temporal distancing there. Casey, if you could find a gym that's a ghost town like Stan is hoping to at midnight, would that make you feel a little better about it?
So this is one sort of exception that I put in my piece, which is that like with extreme management of who's in the gym currently or as Stan's talking about, if there's times when there's just no one there and you can say for fairly certain that the gym you're going into is clean, that seems like a pretty safe scenario. Unfortunately, it's not the case for a lot of global gyms. A lot of people don't have the option to go on off hours, but like extreme population management seems like a much, much safer case.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking about when we're going to feel safe going back to gyms in the midst of the pandemic. Casey Johnston is with us. She writes the Ask a Swole Woman column for Vice. She wrote about this topic and some related topics, Casey. And you've also written about, you know, things people can do to work out at home if they want to tide them over until they're ready to go back and hit the gym. Can you share a couple pieces of advice, maybe for people who aren't quite as hardcore as you on the heavyweight lifting, like me?
Yeah, for sure. One thing I've talked about is the value of I think most people are familiar with the concept of warm-ups. You kind of like get your body moving in order to get prepared for a workout. One thing that I've suggested to my readers is try just doing a warm-up and then go sit right back down on the couch. Warm-ups can feel really great. You can stretch. You can do like some very light movements. They can take like 10 minutes. And that's a fine thing to pursue. But you can also do quite a bit at home as well, even with no weights. Your body is pretty heavy. There's various movements where you're using your whole body weight, pull-ups or like single leg squats. If you're on the more sort of starter end, just some body weight squats, different kinds of deadlifts that you can do. Push-ups, I still personally struggle with. Push-ups are really hard. So there's lots of options for things to do at home.
And you also answered a question from one of your readers, and I thought this was really interesting, who felt, you know, guilty without the gym. They weren't getting their really normal workout, and they felt really bad about that. Can you share some of your advice for people in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really hard time that I don't think we should underestimate in a psychological sense. There's just a lot to deal with in terms of changing our whole routines, being at home all the time. Dealing with all of the world news, all of the stress that people are under from people they know being sick or even dying. This is a lot to put on top of our normal lives. And while working out is hard to overstate, like how good it is for you, it's not good for you if you're stressing yourself out about not doing it. So it's important for your long-term health, I think we're in a real crisis situation where if you're not working out, it's not going to, in the short term, not going to be what kills you. So I think that it's most important people take care of themselves and their mental health, whatever that means for them.
And you write, in the meantime, okay, maybe we don't get our hardcore workout regimen in, but maybe getting out and going for a walk is going to help our physical health a little bit, but our mental and emotional health too.
Yeah, for sure. Going for a walk, some of these lighter forms of exercise. I know a lot of people have gotten really into many dance studios are streaming live workouts. Those people are finding those really fun and they can be pretty easy. So there's a lot of options for just moving around, but I don't think you have to make it really high stakes that you're like trying to get stronger than you ever were. I think the threshold of just moving around right now is enough of a stress to put on yourself.
You also have written about kind of the financial side of this. I mean, obviously gyms themselves are feeling a pinch here, but if we've got these memberships that might have been waived while things had to be closed, they might be non-waived now, but we're not sure how to go back. How are you approaching that?
Yeah, I mean, my gym voluntarily suspended everyone's memberships unless they asked to leave them active in order to support the gym staff while they're not working. But I think that if gyms are reopening and your memberships are being reactivated by your gym, it's not out of bounds to consider canceling your membership or even letting your gym know why you're canceling your membership, the fact that you don't really feel safe, not because of any sort of personal choices of who runs the gym and like how they're managing it, but just the fact that as a society, we're in a really precarious position to be reopening public spaces right now.
I know people use gyms differently. Some people are kind of lone wolves. They go in, they get out, they don't talk to anybody. But some people go and maybe meet friends, or they develop a social network with the fitness class or the people in the weight room. And now they don't have that sense of community. Is that something you're seeing either in your own life or that of the people writing questions to you?
For sure. I'm seeing it a little bit. I definitely miss my gym friends that I used to see, and we used to support each other while we were working out. And it's a gym environment can be really fun and a huge element of sticking with exercise. There's unfortunately not a ton of ways to deal with that. I know in the dance classes I mentioned earlier, I know some friends who will, for instance, do a video chat with friends while they all do Instagram live dance together. That can be a substitute. My gym personally is some of the coaches are running regular classes over video chats, and I think that's been a real rock for some of the members as well.
Okay, so gyms are going to be opening at their own pace around the country. They're going to have their safety measures. There's going to be stuff from public health departments and things like that. For you personally, Casey, what is the threshold where you're thinking, okay, now I feel safe going back to a gym?
For me, the threshold really would be we so desperately need a more robust testing structure, and most importantly, contact tracing. We need to be able to locate people who are sick, who have been exposed to people being sick, and give them the knowledge that they need to isolate themselves so that they don't pose a risk to the people around them. Once we know that people, we can more reliably say people who are a risk to the general population are being removed from general circulation, that would allow everyone else to move around a lot more freely. But unfortunately, we're not there yet.
Casey, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Casey Johnston writes the Ask a Swole Woman column for Vice. She's also editorial director of Vice Life. You can read her thoughts on heading back to the gym and her advice on home exercise. We've got links to her columns at WPR.org/Central Time.